This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. In his latest HBO stand-up special, Louis C.K. has a routine about parents who videotape everything their kids do. You know, they go to the school play and they have those iPhones in front of them. Instead of watching the kid in what he says is real HD, they've got their eyes on the little screen so that they can record it, and so later they can upload it to Facebook. And as he points out, nobody ever watches that. People might click the like button because they like you and they like your kid, but nobody ever watches that. And in fact, nobody ever goes back and watches any of those videos of their kids. So we can all stop doing that. It is that sort of activity that led my next guest to starting a blog 4 years ago called STFU Parents. And she has now compiled some of the things from that blog into a book that has just been published of the same title. Blair Koenig, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you.
It's exactly that sort of thing that you see on your blog and online every day, isn't it?
It is, except that the stuff that's on my site is really the worst of it. It's really the grossest stuff that comes from that, and kind of the details that no one should have on camera, I think.
People share so much information about their kids. It starts literally pre-birth.
That is true, and a lot of people start Facebook pages for their, you know, unborn children, and they talk to them, and sometimes they have their fetus talk back to them, and they have conversations.
What are some of the grossest things you've seen people post on Facebook about their kids?
I've really seen, I mean, anything that has to do with childbirth and poop and, you know, anything that kind of comes along with the role of parenting that is gross, I have seen. The things that people send my way, honestly, I never could have anticipated when I started the site. So, you know, when I started the site, I thought that it would be more about kind of the minutiae of a parent's life, which is what I was seeing in my feed. But since then, I've been sent pictures of crowning babies and C-section pictorials and placenta smoothies that moms drink after they...
Whoa. Placenta smoothies?
Yes, indeed. I've gotten a very, very high, you know, like an HD picture of a placenta smoothie.
Oh!
And the woman said that it tasted like heaven.
Oh! I don't even want to know what that tastes like. I wish I could rewind my life 30 seconds so I never even heard the phrase placenta smoothie. What is wrong with these people?
It's gotten to the point where I actually have a whole folder of submissions that's just called placentas.
Oh.
And, yeah, and so people make art with their placentas now. They make prints with the blood, and, you know, they hang them in their homes. And it's very crazy that the amount of overshare in the direction that it's taken. But usually a lot of the stuff I get is about poop, you know, diapers and poop in the potty and, you know, successes and achievements and things like that that parents just can't help but share.
So it's not even the stuff that Louie was talking about, and which I admit that I was guilty of when my daughter was young. Every time she'd have a piano recital, one of us would take the video camera and we'd record it. And I don't think we've watched any of those, but there's still a lot of that, right?
Right, but I don't consider that to be necessarily overshare. It is oversharing if you're overdoing it, don't get me wrong. If you take a picture of your child before school and then you put it on Facebook and it says day one, day two, day three, and you go all the way through the days, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do that. I would consider that overshare because that's just overdoing it. But I think that if you just take, you know, a cute picture every now and then, or if you put up a cute video of a recital, like you said, you know, that is not something that would make my blog or my book. I think that maybe it could annoy some people possibly, but I do think that that's not necessarily what I'm talking about.
This is
because
America.
That stuff is, it's a little benign, you know, compared to the stuff I see.
Yeah. This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris talking with Blair Koenig, who's turned her blog into a book also called STFU Parents. You don't have kids, right, Blair?
I don't. I would love to have kids at some point in the next 2 years, but I do not have children right now.
So did this start because your friends, I don't mean your Facebook friends, but your actual real life friends started having kids before you? And so when they started putting stuff online, you said, oh, come on, too much.
Well, honestly, when I first started it, I just started seeing what I considered to be kind of a trend of how parents were using social media all of a sudden in a different way than I'd been used to seeing. So I thought it would be interesting to kind of document that trend, but it wasn't so much that it was annoying me so much as I just really thought this is something that was never seen before. Like, I didn't ever need to know that my friend's child's fever went up and down 15 times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I would have known that information without social media, because to be honest, if a friend wanted to tell me that information over the phone, that would be fine. But I don't think that anybody would. I don't think anybody would call me every time their child's fever went up or down. It's really the tools that we have with social media that make that possible.
That is such a great point. The stuff that people are putting on there is the sort of stuff that they would never call you or, frankly, even text you about.
Exactly.
And yet they feel like Facebook is the place to put their entire lives. And for that, I hate Mark Zuckerberg.
It's a difference between thinking of it as a public space and a private space, I've discovered, because a lot of people will say, like, I consider my Facebook page to be like my digital scrapbook, and they use it more as a way to kind of keep up with all of these very tiny details, whereas I see it much broader than that. I see it as a public space we all share, and anything that I post I consider to be sort of everyone's going to see it, so I try to kind of consider what, you know, my friends and audience. Whereas I think other people don't really consider their friends to be an audience. They just think, if you're friends with me, then you're going to like what I post.
Right. Yeah. You know, by the way, the concept of a scrapbook is something you make and you keep to yourself, and maybe occasionally somebody comes over and you share it. You don't take it down.
I agree.
You do not take it down to the sandwich shop and post it on the bulletin board there, because that would be ridiculous. People go, what is this? But people.
Exactly.
People don't consider that with Facebook.
Right, but that's the criticism. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, how does she have a right to tell me what to do on my page? It's kind of like my page, like my diary, my bedroom, or, you know, sort of that attitude of this is my private space. But I just don't see it that way personally.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Of course, you can hide the updates.
They really need to look up the definition of the word private. So have you had some of the people who read your blog confront some of these people who have posted some of this stuff, and has that gotten any ugly at all?
I don't think that there have been any direct confrontations, but I have heard from parents who have found themselves on the site, and that kind of ranges in terms of reactions, because some people are like, you know, I really love your blog and I already read it, but I don't really want to be on it. And, you know, some people will say, like, ooh, that was a low moment that I had when I posted that picture, you know, and they understand. But a few people have just said, leave it up. Like, I don't mind. It's not a big deal. It's all in good humor. So it's funny because a lot of people think that if someone found themselves, they would just be absolutely horrified. But that's only the case maybe, like, you know, half the time.
I bet there are also people, Blair, who didn't have kids and saw this other stuff and thought it was ridiculous. And then when they had kids, they became guilty of doing the exact same thing.
That's probably true. But I've heard, thankfully and interestingly, because the site has been around for 4 years, I've heard from a lot of people who have said, I actually started reading your blog before I even met, you know, my partner, and now we have a child, and I still read it to kind of keep up and keep myself in check. And I think that that's really funny. But a lot of people use it in that way, kind of like, what would SJFU parents do before they hit publish on their status update?
If your blog is causing people to rethink what they're posting online, you have done such a fantastic public service.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm curious, is there an age at which you see these updates from these people, the TMI people, tapering off?
That's a good question, because I think that even though I've seen some of the older teenage, you know, years of overshare, like I've heard about boys who take very long showers, and girls who get their periods and these types of things are getting discussed on Facebook. But I think that the question is, are the people who are sharing too much about their toddlers now going to just kind of keep that trend going? Because that's really who we're seeing, are the parents of the younger children who really are doing most of this oversharing. But if they continue the trend, then I guess they'll just kind of continue on into the teenage years.
And I worry that it passes on to the next generation.
That's very true. I thought about that, and I thought, you know, maybe this is the next generation of oversharers. It's possible.
I will tell you, as a parent who has a college-age daughter, I've had to be very explicit with her about what she should not be explicit about online, and I wish more people would reflect on that for themselves and for their kids and look up the word private in the dictionary. Blair, it's a great pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Blair Koenig. Her blog is STFU Parents. parentsblog.com. The book is just called STFU Parents, The Jaw-Dropping, Self-Indulgent, and Occasionally Rage-Inducing World of Parent Overshare. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks. America Weekend.